South Factor Nigeria Info in Honeypot, Hakata, number one talk station. I'm Dio. 10 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Conversation continues. You're welcome once again. And do please join in. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. Also, check us out on YouTube at Nigeria Info PH. The matter at hand at the moment, Federal High Court Import Hakot clears Rivers APC and Accord parties to contest 2023 general elections. Here are the stories from off our bulletin earlier on today. Let's see. Federal High Court in Port Harcourt has cleared the APC in Rivers State to contest the 2023 elections. Justice Taraki Mohammed dismissed the suit by the PDP, asking the court to nullify the candidacy of all the legislative candidates of the APC in the state on the ground that the primaries were not monitored by INEC and that they failed to comply with the Electoral Act. Justice Mohammed dismissed the case for lack of jurisdiction based on an earlier judgment by the Court of Appeal, which banned political parties from interfering in the internal affairs of other parties. Now, reacting to this, APC spokesperson Dalentin Waju said attempts to hijack the constitutional roles of INEC to monitor and supervise congresses and primaries of political parties as enshrined in the Electoral Act is defeated. Let's take a quick listen to some of what he had to say.
They move to untwist the electorates in this state by trying to appoint candidates for political parties, which would have forced the electorates not to have the freedom of options, has been given a decent burial. The correct interpretation given to Section 285 sub 14 of the 1999 Constitution as amended is that no political party has any right to question the internal affairs of other political parties.
Also, the Accord party in Rivers State has secured another legal victory against the PDP. This is at a federal high court in Port Harcourt yesterday, struck out a suit brought against the House of Assembly candidate of Accord by the PDP. It follows Tuesday's ruling that struck out PDP suit against the Accord governorship and National Assembly candidate. Reacting to the latest ruling, the Rivers State governorship candidate of Accord, Adumo Lulubrigs, expressed happiness over the judgment. He described PDP as meddlesome interlopers who are scared of facing other political parties at the polls.
Very clear. Statute bad, meddlesome interlooping. It's not allowed. Always maintain. You are the PDP. You are the big man. You've been around all along since 1999. You've been in government. Mind your business and face governance. You know, and not begin to meddle in the affairs of other parties. So that which you have been afraid of, which is elections coming up in March, they will face the electorate. The Rivers people will decide who will govern them. The PDP will not choose. It's not by choosing. It's by election. So as a big party, go and prepare for elections. We shall meet you at the polls and defeat you. I have told you times without number that the Goliath has fallen.
Let's talk about this for a bit. Federal High Court in Port Harcourt clears Rivers APC and Accord parties to contest 2023 general elections. I'm asking you, has Rivers PDP been meddling in the affairs of other parties? Let's get your take via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. But joining me via phone for this conversation is Barrister Richard Wokocha, Associate Professor of Public Law at the River State University and former Chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amok Branch. Barrister Wokocha, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Nigeria.
First, I'd like to get your take. What's your take on the decisions reached by the Federal High Court in Port Harcourt on these two matters?
I think it's correct interpretation of Section 256 of the Constitution on the issue of who can protest irregularity in an internal party process. So it's correct interpretation of that section. In the past, you notice that the courts appear to have behaved differently, and we have had a number of judgments in the past on that issue. But let's hope that we have a clear ground now. and that all parties understand what the position is in respect thereof.
So who then can challenge a party's participation in an election?
A party member who participated in the process.
What if the process is riddled with some anomaly, but for some bizarre or strange reason, party members decide not to raise any alarms, and somebody or persons who belong to a different party are aware of those possible violations of the law?
Well, that has been the position that has been taken before now. I think there ought to be two questions we are looking at. If a thing has been done inconsistent with the law, it has been done inconsistent with the law. But because that section of the Constitution says a person who participates in the process can question it, it has suggested that a person who did not participate in the process and who is not a member of the party cannot question the validity of the party process. I think that's where the snag has been, because the constitutional provision refers to a specific people that by implication it excludes anybody who doesn't fall within that category that they talked about.
In your opinion, will this amendment to the law help in deepening our democracy? Because once again, as I inferred a while ago, parties can break the law. But if party members do not raise any alarms, it means that the breaking of the law would be allowed to stand.
We'll go that way. That's the implication. What it means is that parties may break the law, and that party members, if party members do not protest, nobody else should be able to protest. But not so that that's what it has come to now, but I think the earlier question I raised as to whether a matter is legitimate or not legitimate. If the law provides for how a thing is to be done, and it is not done that way, the court should be able to determine that it was not done the way it was supposed to be done. It would have been clearer and better if we say a party member affected by a process in which he was not fairly treated can complain. But they say that we can breach the law and only a party member can complain about the breach of the law. I'm afraid that that interpretation looks a little bit overstretched, because the legality of an action or illegality of an action will become dependent on who is raising it and not on whether that action has conformed with the law. That's the challenge here.
But at the moment, that is the law and we must comply with it.
At the moment, that's the way the courts have looked at it, and we have to proceed with it that way.
Now, if that's what the law says now, and as you say, the courts have rightly interpreted the law, would it then mean that in this context the PDP has been meddlesome?
The obvious answer would be yes. But again, if you look at it from the angle from which I have mentioned earlier, that an illegal action is illegal, notwithstanding who raises it, they could argue that compliance with the law is not a party issue, and that a breach of the law is a breach of the law, and the court ought to be able to make pronouncement on it, whether or not the law has been complied with. It's a different question from the issue of whether parties involved in an internal process have been fairly treated. So I think that would be the argument. But going by the language of the constitutional provision, when it comes to questioning the conduct of internal party processes, it means only a party member can do so.
Do you hope to see...
On one hand, from the present position of the court, it becomes meddling. But transparently, as I have said, legality ought not to be dependent on who is raising it. It ought to be dependent on whether the law has been complied with or not.
So do you hope to see in the not too distant future even further amendments that would change what we have right now, such that the issue to be tested is whether or not an illegality has taken place, and not, as you put it, the question of who is raising that question?
I hope to see in the near future an interpretation where the court will take a wider and more objective view to say that legality does not depend on who is raising it. And if there is non-compliance, there has been non-compliance. The act will have become illegal. And that will not be dependent on who is raising it.
Now, should...
The law determines what is legal, not who is raising it.
Now, shouldn't the PDP's lawyers have known this? I mean, if the PDP lawyers who went to court to contest this, one would expect, I mean, even I would expect, that they would have known what the position of the law is on the matter now before going to court.
Well, in the matter of interest, you can be sure that advantage will be taken of everything, every opportunity that presents itself. As an opportunity that offers advantage to any of the parties. So I guess that they have simply reasoned that it is the law that determines legality, and compliance with it is not shouldn't be subject to who is raising the question. I think that's why they have jurisprudentially tried to raise that question for the court to determine whether or not the products of those processes were legal.
Now, it's interesting. What I asked you earlier on, if you hope that in the not too distant future there might be an amendment to that to the said law, your response was not directly that you hope to see an amendment. You said that you hope in the near future for some interpretation.
To see a change in interpretation, yes.
So, does that mean? Are you supposing then that possibly these matters might go as far as the Supreme Court? And if we get that far, is there a possibility of the Supreme Court saying, yes, maybe this is what the law says, but our interpretation is that this goes against what is appropriate, what is fair, what is equitable, and as such, they might dismiss that law? Do you think there's a possibility of that happening?
What I hope for, the change in the interpretation I hope for, is yes, the Constitution says only a party member can complain of whether an internal process has been fair. But without prejudice to the power of anybody to also say the product has not been legal because it wasn't produced in accordance with the law. I think that's a different question from the internal question.
Where do you hope this interpretation will take place? In the National Assembly, an amendment, or at the courts?
When it's interpretation, you're talking about the court and the judicial interpretation of the law made by either the Constitution, sections of the constitutional law made by the National Assembly. So we are talking of the court. I recognize the constitutional provision which is challenging the processes of an internal process is something that is left to internal people who are part of that process. But I think the legal question, whether a product of a process is legal, whether it has complied with the law, if it can be shown that it has not complied with the law, I believe that the court should be able to look at that differently.
Does that mean that we may not have heard the last of these matters as far as the matters in court are concerned?
Until you hear from the Supreme Court, I think there have been previous decisions going along the line of the interpretation that is currently prevailing. That's why I say I look forward to a change in interpretation in the future. Right now, the lower courts have aligned with previous decisions on that issue from the apex court. So I am hoping that we will grow to that point where persons who are involved in public processes will be compelled to act in accordance with the law. And they should not have the liberty of escaping non-compliance with the law.
All right, so, Kocha, please hold that thought. Please hold the thought. We have to go for a commercial break now. We'll return shortly. Please stay with us. All right.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info. Her input, Harkat. I'm Dio. We've got 29 minutes to go before 5 p.m. The news update is up at 5. The Federal High Court in Port Harcourt declares Rivers APC and the court parties to contest 2023 general elections. My guest is Barrister Richard Okocha. Barrister Okocha, you're welcome again. Barrister Okocha, you're welcome back. Barrister Okocha, can you hear me? Barrister Okocha, are you there? All right. Join the conversation. A reminder, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. The number to call, lines open at the moment, is 0700-93093. That's 0700-93093. Let's get your take on the matter at hand. Now, Barrister, before we went on the break, you were making a certain statement, which I'll refer to in a moment. But I'd like to read a comment via WhatsApp before that. He says, "Good evening, Dial." Barry Johnson says, "Does it mean a lower balance citizen of Nigeria who is without a party incumbent cannot see an aberration in a political party's primary and go to court to defend democracy?" So, now, what we had before now was even members of another party can go to court to challenge the process in a different party if they perceive that they have contravened the law. But according to amended laws, that can't happen. Only members of the party who have taken part in the process can challenge such actions if they perceive they violated existing laws. You say that you hope to see a time when it doesn't matter who is raising the question. That should not be a question. Rather, the question should be whether or not such political party has, through its internal processes, contravened existing law. What you would like to see, does it include even members or persons who are not members, registered members of any political party, observing that a rule has been broken within a party, and upon observing that, can go to court to challenge such a process?
Because of the of our tendencies of the people. I want to see that we are held accountable to law. And the only way that can happen is that internal processes are guaranteed to be legal. If internal democracy is not assured by the law, then you will be provided a weapon against the average citizen and against the electorate if illegality cannot be questioned. What it simply means is, as they have done in recent times, parties can hold a meeting and say, okay, every member undertake that you will not challenge the outcome of what we are doing. We do not change the position of the law. Such undertaking does not amend the law and shouldn't be a condition precedent for challenging it. So I like to say that internal processes are guaranteed, and that internal democracy is guaranteed. It's only from such guaranteed internal democracy that we should be able to say we are sure of what we are doing as far as ensuring an open political space is concerned. So I look forward to time when parties will be made to be so conscious of working according to the law that a citizen who is a voter should be able to challenge the illegality in a political party if the party has broken the law. I look forward to that.
The law as exists at the moment maybe it's not the best, but could it also have been designed to protect against frivolous lawsuits? I mean, if members of other political parties are allowed to file cases or file petitions against different political parties, and even members of the general public who may not be members of any party are allowed to also file matters in court challenging processes, internal processes of another of any political party, might we not have a case where we have matters in court flying left, right, center, possibly even a lot of them being frivolous, wasting crucial court time and disrupting the democratic or electoral process?
It is easier to deal with the problem of frivolous suits. Even the court can by itself deal with that. There's no limit to the cost that can be awarded by a court for abuse of court process. So that is easier to deal with than to guarantee political disorder by an interpretation, which says you can break the law, but unless an internal member raises it, the illegality will stand. I think that poses a greater threat than the threat that will be posed by abuse of court process, which the court can punish by awarding punitive cost. Again, electoral issues are too generic. They are in a class of their own. So filing a suit against the party does not stop the party from going on with the election. Yes, the party will spend money, will waste time in going to court, but you can be made to pay through your nose for that distraction as cost awarded for frivolous suits that you have filed that is inconsistent with the law. As I said, I think there is a greater threat when the law is interpreted in such a way that it ensures that illegality can be done and gotten away with than when we leave everybody accountable and the court has the power to punish anybody who abuses the process of court. I think that the latter poses a greater challenge than the former.
Once again, number to call, 0700-93-093. Also via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Speaking of Facebook, Nwanja Joseph goes, PDP in River State is highly meddlesome. I believe the party is afraid that its much-touted commissionings are not enough to sway the people to their side in the coming elections. Also via Facebook, Ned Agumat goes, the restiveness and meddlesomeness of Rivers PDP against 2023 elections is becoming worrisome. The same party that claimed they are the only political party in River State, but are busy running from pillar to post, shopping for court orders. Our people say when a dog wants to die, it will not perceive the smell of the rubbish anymore. You can also join in, also via Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH. We'll get to your comments in a moment. Let's go to the phone lines right now. I've got a mic from Burukiri in the line. You're welcome, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I want to say is...
Mike, you may have to speak louder, please.
Okay. What I want to say is, for instance, we there are certain things we need to look at moral to while making laws. And I know, for me, I think some of these issues we are looked into. For instance, Zayo, imagine where another radio station, if they are allowed, if we are allowed, if the law allows, there are some radio stations that would just want to take 92.3 info to court, just to ensure they take them out of business so they can remain. So when we make laws, we try to ensure that you don't create room where there will be too many issues that will, like someone said, will be wasting, that will not be waste of court time, that have serious businesses and issues. Now, why will another party now decide or start making issue protesting on how another party selects who becomes their leader? For me, I don't see any reason.
But Mike, going to the analogy you gave a while ago, what if Nigeria Info has broken the law, Mike?
For me, I think that is
Mike, my question to you, and I'm sure you can hear me, from the analogy you gave a while ago, what if Nigeria Info has broken the law? Mike, I need you to listen to what I'm saying. If you will not listen, we'll have to end this conversation. Mike, good to hear from you. Please listen to the comment, to the question I'm asking, because when I spoke to Mike earlier on, Mike was obviously hearing me, but he has chosen to not hear me any longer. Mike, do call back. I would like to hear from you again. If you're, of course, as long as you're willing to have a conversation, listen to my question and provide an answer to that. And if you don't have an answer to it, it's very fine as well. But listen, you must. Number to call once again, 0700-93093. That's 0700-93093. So I was trying to ask Mike, by the way. He used an analogy of Nigeria Info and some station filing the matter in court against Nigeria Info. And the purpose is possibly to put Nigeria Info out of business so they can thrive. Well, I imagine some other stations might be having such nightmares, not dreams. However, what if Nigeria Info did indeed break the law? What stops another entity, possibly another radio station, from taking Nigeria Info to court? Or is anything barring that? Would it be morally wrong, to borrow the expression of that caller, Barrister Okocha, for another station to take Nigeria Info to court if it perceives Nigeria Info has broken any law?
Of broadcasting, we are like competition, and it's not. It's not a contest. It's not an inter-party contest. But where you have an arrangement where there is an inter-party contest, and the law provides for how you should handle your broadcasting, if you breach the law, I think that what has happened is that you have broken the law, and it should not be an issue whether I agree or I do not agree as an individual. That's my concern here, that you cannot say that illegality should stand because a person complaining is not an insider. What you are saying in effect is that illegality can stand. It's only illegal if insiders say that it is illegal. I don't think that is the intent of the law. The law does not work that way. Legality is not dependent on who is complaining. It's dependent on whether the law has been complied with. I worry about the abuse of such a scenario more than I worry about, as I said earlier, frivolous suits for which a person who engages in that can be punished adequately, and the person distracted by such suits rewarded adequately by costs that will be awarded.
All right, I'll tell you. I've got a few more comments over here. And once again, line is open. Call 0700-93093. Got a few more comments over here. Let's take this one. Good evening. This is from Solomon. PDP aren't only interfering in other political parties, but also interfering in freedom of law abiding citizens of the state. You cannot gather at any premises and campaign for your preferred candidate, or even paste a poster on any wall, including your house, without getting into trouble. I think the present government are afraid. Well, Solomon, I don't know if you're correct, but we do have laws, and those laws, I believe, prevent the indiscriminate posting of posters or pasting of posters. It doesn't matter even if it's on the wall of your house. It could still be perceived as defacing the environment. And once again, that amounts to outdoor advertising. And there are laws also on outdoor advertising. Even the wall of your house, just because it's your house or you built the wall, does not mean you can put up any kind of advertising or any form of advertising on your wall. So, Solomon, you're saying that it's a political campaign poster today, and you feel the right, you have the right to put it up on your wall. So that means that if a telecoms company comes to you, comes knocking tomorrow, or a food and beverage company comes knocking on your door tomorrow, and ask you, Solomon, did you build this house? And you say yes. And I said, did you build this wall? And you say yes. Okay, can we use the entire wall to display a product that we have in the market? And you say, because the wall is yours, they can go ahead and put it there. As a matter of fact, they can't. So if they can't do that, if there are laws that say you can't do that, those laws also cover political campaigns as well of any kind, including posters, because they are actually some form of outdoor advertising. So maybe what we are witnessing is an enforcement of the law as against what happened in the past. But Solomon, if your argument is that this is targeted at only, or this enforcement, quote-unquote, is only targeted at other political parties, and the ruling party, the PDP, is allowed to do so, or its members are allowed to do so without any restrictions, then we may have a conversation about that. Once again, number to call 0700 93 0 93 3. That 0700 93 0 93 3. But Barrister, once again, even though the APC and the Accord Party are celebrating, and other parties may have received similar judgment or may get so in the coming days, as I think I'm aware the PDP has gone to court, not only challenging the APC. The APC's candidature or the Accord Party, but some other parties as well. So, as has happened with these two cases, at the Federal High Court and possibly Appeal Court level, we might get similar judgments coming as well. But from your position thus far, are you suggesting that this matter may go as far as the Supreme Court? And I think you can speak on this since we don't have any of those matters at the Supreme Court yet. So, you will not be trying to predetermine what the courts might say or determine. So, do you think that there is a likelihood that the Supreme Court might overturn these decisions, or do you think the Supreme Court will align with the decisions reached already? Especially since you say the Supreme Court has in the past issued similar verdicts as that which we just got from the Federal High Court. But before you answer that, I think Mike from Borikiri is back on the line. Hello, Mike. You're welcome. I hope you're willing to listen to me now.
Tell you that I did not deliberately refuse to. I wasn't hearing you.
Okay. Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Fantastic. So the question I was asking you then, you used an analogy of Nigeria Info, saying the honor station takes us to court, just with the view of getting us out of business. And I asked you a question: if Nigeria Info breaks existing law, should another entity, maybe a radio station, not feel free to take us to court?
Now, my response to that is that why we are saying this Melville Sumner shouldn't be is because there are regulators, there are people saddled with that kind of responsibility. So, for instance, if I am from another station and I feel that Nigeria Info has done something that is contrary to our laws, then I should now take that matter to notify the relevant authority for them to take action. And if they cannot, then I will leave it. If there is no, like in politics, they have been doing that. They take a member, they move a member of that political party to their side and use that person for legal action against his political party.
So Mike, what you're saying is, in essence, what you're saying is, and I'll give you two analogies, maybe just two. So what you're saying is, if my bank misappropriates my money, or I'm sure that in handling my savings, they have broken the law in some way, what you're saying is, I shouldn't be able to go to court. I should maybe report to the CBN. If the CBN does nothing, I should leave it in the hands of God. Another analogy, if I go to a hospital and the doctor treats me wrongly or makes some mistake that may have some catastrophic consequences, either on my health or the health of a loved one, you're saying that I shouldn't be able to go to court. I should just report the matter to the NMA, for example, and if the NMA does nothing about it, I should leave it in God's hands. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's far from it. I think it's very different.
How is it very different? Those names I mentioned, the CBN, for example, is a regulatory body.
Hello?
The CBN, for example, is a regulatory body in the banking sector. So how is it different?
No. See this analogy you gave. If I have any issue with the bank, I'm not facing confined, so I should complain and then take the matter to wherever level I can. That is me. What I am saying, so you can see that the analogies are not the same.
How are they not the same?
Fine. This one now is that I am not directly affected. I am of YKC radio station. And I think that maybe during the process of employment in Nigeria Info, that they didn't do due diligence. And I became angry about it. So I now instituted a case against Nigeria Info for doing an employment. Maybe they didn't do it publicly, and it's against the law that you should be publicized and all that. It shouldn't be my it is not personal. On your own analogy, it is personal.
No. I think you're just struggling to. We're talking about breaking the law here, and with the issue of Nigeria Info primarily, it may have to do with maybe a breach of broadcasting codes as enshrined in the law. So, are you saying that, for example, if that were to happen, You're saying that because somebody works in another radio station, the person cannot feel offended by it?
No. The person can get offended.
Okay.
And then you notify NBC, not taking the station to court.
Why? Because the person works for another radio station. What if the person does not work for another radio station? Can the person take us to court?
If what?
If the person does not work for another radio station, can the person take us to court?
If the person does not work for your radio station, and the person is a banker, the person is a businessman, he doesn't have the right to take you to court.
Okay, Mike, your position is well noted. I'd like Barrister Okocha to weigh in on the conversation between myself and Mike. Barrister Okocha, what's your take on this?
Well, there is some difference. You see, the political process is a public process, entirely a public process, and that's why the law seeks to guarantee who can participate and how parties should conduct their affairs and how citizens should participate in the process. If I breach that law on how we should do what we should do, the fact that I have broken the law shouldn't be an internal question. Yes, it may be correct to say who can question whether processes have been done the way they should be done. And you say only an internal person should do so. But the question whether a process has produced a valid result should be a question of has the law been obeyed or not. Now, with our current challenges and political exclusion and all that, we may see it as a good thing. But I can assure you that if we look objectively, question of legality is not determined by who is bringing it. If you kill somebody, the fact that you have committed murder, which has to be proved in court, will not be subject to whether an internal member of your environment or your circle exposes it or not. If you kill somebody, you have broken the law. If you break the law, you have broken the law. There is a danger in providing a window for general breaking of the law by subjecting the act of legality or illegality to the question of who is raising it. When the law is involved, it's different from private civil issues. If the law is broken, a public wrong has been undertaken. Somebody has committed an affront against the state. So I have a problem with that reasoning. You recall when the Supreme Court gave a ruling that a student could wear hijab to school. One of my colleagues, also a senior member of the profession, wore his own native religious attire to court. So that record, this is the meaning of what you have said. So if we look at this now as possible, don't be surprised. All the parties will have to do is get everybody to take some oaths, blood oath or any other kind of oath, and then chief executive or leader of the party just draws up a list of the people he wants. Others can go to hell. Remember, you have taken blood oath, so you cannot protest, but no other person can talk about it. So when the law is broken, I see there is a danger in subjecting the question of whether or not law has been broken to who is complaining.
Jazzo, we have to leave the conversation on that note. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks to my guest, Barrister Richard Okocha, an associate professor of public law at the Rivers State University. Barrister Okocha, many thanks for your time.
Sir, sorry, I'll get you. Pleasure.